Hello and welcome to the Sonic Cinema Podcast. My name is Brian Scuttle and thank you for joining me at www.sonic-cinema.com. Thank you as always for listening to the podcast, whether it's through Apple, Spotify, Good Pods, or whatever app you listen to podcasts through, or even the Sonic Cinema Podcast YouTube channel, where you can find not only every episode and interview associated with the podcast, but also quick take videos that I've done for particular movie reviews. Thank you also to my subscribers at patreon.com/Sonic Cinema. I know series such as Leaving the Collection and Life Soundtrack have been slow to start back up this year, but I hope to continue them soon. Regardless of how you take in my thoughts, though, on movies, music, and more, I am always very grateful. Normally, this is an episode where I would find somebody to join me on it, but I tried to do something a bit more personal here, and that means going solo. One of the things I've tried to do over the past few years as I've gotten older, as I've started to reflect on my life and the realization that I'm probably closer to the end of it than the beginning, is to find opportunities to have discussions that are important to me to have, to share my love of particular movies and what they mean to me. This is one of those discussions, and it involves the last film I watched in 2023, which was also a film whose impact was immediately profound to me. I've thought for many years that certain films come into our lives at the time we need them the most. Over the years, I can make that argument for films like The Crow, Keeping the Faith, AI, Artificial Intelligence, Rent, Spider-Man 3, and How to Train Your Dragon 2, among many others. I've discussed all of these connections over the years, whether it's on my own podcast on Sonic Cinema or other podcasts or websites. The film I'm discussing today, Wim Wenders' Perfect Days, is a film very much like these, not in terms of content, but in what it's meant to me at this particular moment in life. Last year, I finally left my job at Regal after nearly 22 years. When I began that job, it was because I needed to find a job after college. I wasn't finding anything in my field I studied at Georgia State University. I didn't anticipate staying at Regal for as long as I did, and I also didn't anticipate the impact that on my life that would have on me. I've made friendships that have lasted long after we stopped being coworkers, and I met my wife Meredith at Regal. We actually were hired at the same time for the release of the first Harry Potter film. I'm not going to say that was love at first sight, because it wasn't, but it's hard not to look back at the time we worked together and not see that she was always someone very special in my time at Regal. The 8.5 years of marriage we've had have made that abundantly clear and will always make me very grateful for my time at Regal. Over the past few years, however, I'd gotten really apathetic about Regal as a job, and the people I worked with were the main reasons I was able to enjoy going to work every day. I'd also run into an issue where I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do away from Regal. Trying to get back into the music industry felt even more difficult, and something that I really wasn't interested in doing. And doing film music for a living meant connections that I really didn't have in the local film industry, despite being a critic for over a decade. Could I build film criticism as a stable financial profession? I think as we're seeing now, it's becoming increasingly difficult for even longtime critics to do that. And it was important for Meredith and I that I stay at Regal because of the health insurance and the stable employment. On top of which, I had the people I worked with, even when theaters closed. Last year, when we got word that the theater I was currently working at was closing in June, a friend I'd met at Regal, one of the booth techs we had worked with, said their current company was looking for someone else in the Atlanta area as a field tech and sent me the link. I was a bit nervous, though, because as much as I loved working projection and had a decent amount of familiarity with it as a transition from 35 millimeter to digital, the question was, did I have enough to actually work on projectors for a living? In late July, I heard back that they wanted to interview me, and by mid-August, I put in my 2 weeks at Regal and was ready to start a new chapter of my life as a tech working on movie projectors. One of the biggest changes in this life is the relative isolation. Certainly, you find yourself working with other techs and management to troubleshoot issues, but when you're with the projectors on site, it's largely solo work. Personally, that's actually suited me just fine, as my time working in projection was among my favorite time periods of working at Regal. That said, for someone who relied so much on the personal connections with coworkers that kept me going at Regal, it's a significant change, but it's one where I've actually enjoyed the change of pace, and a certain amount of peace has washed over me as I've gone to a multitude of new theaters throughout the Southeast, seen new setups, and faced new challenges for the first time in a long time. All of this is prologue to discussing the topic of this episode, which is Wim Wenders' Oscar-nominated Perfect Days. This was the perfect film for me as I have embarked on this new chapter. The film follows Hirayama, played by Koji Yakusho, as he goes about his daily routine. He is a public toilet cleaner in Japan. He goes to his usual stops, makes sure everything is spotless, and in the event someone has to use the facilities while he's there, he makes sure it's cleaned afterwards. He drives in his van, listening to his music, and he cleans up in a public bathhouse, eats at the same places, takes pictures of nature and things around him, and goes home and reads, ready to do it all again the next day. The soundtrack of a Wenders film goes for a lot, whether you're discussing an epic journey such as Until the End of the World, or a dreary character drama like The Million Dollar Hotel. In Perfect Days, Hirayama's soundtrack is a collection of cassette tapes of everyone from The Animals and the Rolling Stones to Patti Smith and Nina Simone. As I wrote about in January, I feel like a character's personal soundtrack in a movie can reflect a lot about their character. In Hirayama's case, the gravitating towards 60s and 70s music is reflective of a youth spent away from his father, whom we learn he has a complicated relationship with. In addition, I think the choice of cassettes as his preferred listening method is also reflective of the character, because cassettes require great care to maintain, and that is something we see him bring to his work every day. A much younger coworker, whom he only sees the job as a way of getting money to impress a girl, sees them as a way for him to make a quick buck. In one of the film's most memorable scenes, the young man takes Hirayama to a record store where the young man hopes to sell Hirayama's cassettes for money for the woman he's trying to impress. Hirayama is not interested, and instead he gives the young man money from his own pocket. In doing this, Hirayama has found the most expeditious way he can placate the young man while keeping his collection intact. After that, we don't really see the man too much, but we do see the woman again. And honestly, we really should not be surprised, because I think one of the things that I think about now is, as we are younger, we are conditioned to feel like the pursuit of financial satisfaction is the most important thing in life. And certainly, even as we grow older, financial security is greatly important, but it does not make for a life well lived. And one of the things about Hirayama, we don't find out much about his financial success situation, except that he is well off enough to have a place of his own, but we don't really see him spending money beyond the essentials. And I think that is a fundamental part of his character and something that I really appreciate because of the fact that he has found a way to simplify his life in a way that I almost find envious. And I think a lot of us can find envious. There are other moments in the film that I absolutely love as well. Hirayama's ongoing game of tic-tac-toe with an unseen user of one of the toilets he cleans, his observations of people in the park while he's eating, how he sees value in a small plant and takes it home to nurture it, as well as a day spent with his niece, who is trying to get away from her mother, his sister, and appreciates how he views the world. One of the things I appreciate the most in my new job are the drives. Not just the new places, but the views I see on some of them. Driving through the Smoky Mountains or going up to the North Georgia Mountains, going into Mobile, Alabama, and driving along the Gulf Coast. The drives just have a certain serenity that really aligns with my attempts to de-stress and allow me to process what I've done, what I can do better next time, and let me listen to some of my favorite music, which is whatever that is at the time. And as I wrote out in January, with regards to Perfect Days, I actually created my own soundtrack that is reflective of me personally as Hirayama is to him. I've even been able to be joined by Meredith on some of these trips, which I'm very grateful for every time it happens. Perfect Days is about life of purpose and how even the simplest of lives can be the richest. And as I am heading towards 47 and a year removed from leaving Regal, I'm starting to appreciate that more and more with how my life is now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the Sonic Cinema Podcast. I wanted to make something more personal, and I felt like this was a perfect film to say that with. And I hope you continue to listen throughout the summer. We have great guests coming, great subjects, and great movies to discuss in the future. Once again, you can check out my work on patreon.com/SonicCinema, as well as wherever you listen to the Sonic Cinema Podcast, and of course, www.sonic-cinema.com. Thank you as always, and have a good day.